One of my prayers was that I would never become familiar with the truth that Jesus died for a sinner like me. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief, that it will never become a familiar truth to me. I got that from once when I was meditating on Revelation chapter 5, and I was reading there how they sing in heaven. In Revelation 5, Revelation 5 verse 8, when he had taken the book, the four living creatures and the 24 elders fell down before the Lamb, that's Jesus Christ, and they sang a new song, saying, verse 9, "Worthy art thou to take the book, to break the seals, for you were slain and purchased for God with your blood men from every tribe and people and nation." You were slain. Now my question is, in verse 9, the first part, how is that a new song? That's what, when I read it, I said, how can it be a new song? I mean, I've heard it for 70 years, more than 70 years of my life. I heard Christ died for my sins. How, it's not a new song. And then I realized that, you know, when the Holy Spirit fills us, every time you think of the cross, He can do such a work in you that it's almost as though you are hearing for the first time that you don't have to die in your sins. Somebody died for you. You can be forgiven. And you know, for a person who is, you know, has given up all hope of forgiveness and is thinking he'll go to hell, to hear that news, it's so exciting. I said, Lord Jesus, make it like that for me. This is not in the fullness of the Spirit in heaven, it's always fresh. You were slain. Hey, I'm hearing it for the first time. Jesus, you died. And I said, Lord, I want a foretaste of heaven now. I can't have it fully, but I want a foretaste of heaven. And I tell you, my brothers and sisters before God, little by little He's answering that prayer. You pray that prayer, He'll answer it for you. That the death of Jesus on Calvary will never become a familiar truth for you, but something fresh. And I know, because sometimes when we sing those songs about the cross, I begin to weep as though I'm hearing it for the first time. Jesus died for a sinner like me. I never want to become familiar with it. I never want to become so casual about it. I want to urge you, as you break bread today and drink the cup, pray that in some little way it'll be for you. I mean, think of yourself as one weighed down by the sins you've committed. Sins which nobody knows that you've committed all your life. And you've lost all hope. And you hear, you don't have to die. It's like a prisoner about to be executed, hanged this morning. In the last minute, is just before he's taken out, the man comes to his prison cell and says, "Hey, you're free, you can go home." Can you imagine the, "Really? I thought I was going to be hanged this morning. Lord, give me that inner feeling so that I learn to value forgiveness of sins." I'll tell you honestly, I have met very few believers for whom the cross is fresh. But there's something about their lives. There's a radiance about their lives. For many Christians, there's that radiance is missing, that perpetual joy is missing. Their life seems to be so gloomy and heavy. So that's one thing. And the other is that on the cross I see this truth we just sang. He took the blame. We stand forgiven. And that's the other thing I've prayed for myself. I say, Lord, help me to be ready to take the blame, even when it is not my fault. That's Jesus. He took the blame on the cross, not for His fault. It was not His fault. How quick we are to justify ourselves and say, that was not my fault. Okay. Look at the unhappiness there is in so many believers' homes. Because husband and wife, like Adam, point the finger at each other. Say, you. Bow your head and say, yes, me. Me, yes, it's me. That's what Jesus did on the cross. Don't be like Adam. You. Say, it's me. Take the blame and let that other person stand forgiven. Will you take that decision today as you break bread? You won't have the strength to keep it, even for a week, I tell you that. But the grace of God is sufficient. If you seek for the power of the Holy Spirit, and God really sees that you need it, it will come. It did not come for me overnight. I might as well tell you, it won't come overnight. But I was determined to get there. I said, Lord, before I leave this earth, I want to get there. Where the way of the cross is not just something we sing about, but meaningful, who for the joy set before Him endured the cross. I invite you to come up to this higher level of the Christian life through resurrection. The only way to come up is through resurrection. And the only way to experience resurrection is if you are willing to die. If you die with Him, you will be raised with Him. There is no other way. Many Christians are trying to lift themselves up and be raised. There is no way, my brother, sister. If you die with Him, He will raise you to the highest heights like He raised Jesus. Take the blame and let the other be forgiven. Is there somebody in your life right now who needs to be forgiven? Take the blame. Forgive that person. Give him or her the smile of forgiveness as soon as you meet them after this meeting. And determine that that is the way you will walk all the days of your life. Your home will be like heaven. I promise. You may not have much money, but you'll have the perfume of Christ in your home.